Hello, everybody. My name is Mike Arrigo, and this week on Main Menu, I'm going to be reviewing the Franklin Language Master Talking Dictionary. This actually is a product that's been out for a few years. I got mine just last week, and I must say, it's one of the most impressive blindness products I've seen in recent years. And we're going to be taking a look at what exactly it does, and how it works, and how it can be so beneficial for someone who's blind, or is partially sighted, or someone who has dyslexia, or even someone who just understands things better audibly rather than visually. First off, let's talk about exactly what the Language Master Talking Dictionary is. This is a product developed by Franklin Electronic Publishers, and they're actually a company that does several things as far as publishing. They publish a lot of things in electronic format: Bibles, dictionaries, language translators. And a few years ago, they decided to develop a talking dictionary for the blind. And when I say for the blind here, this product actually is not a product that just has speech in it that speaks some things. This was designed from the ground up to be a product for blind people. It could be compared, for example, to something like Homepage Reader or Open Book or Kurzweil that runs on a PC. It's actually designed with the blind user in mind. It's designed to speak everything that is displayed on the visual screen, which it does have for sighted people. And it's actually a portable dictionary. It could actually fit in a backpack. You can carry it around with you. And it does several things, all of which, again, has full speech available with it. To start with, let me tell you about some of the basic features that it has. It, of course, is a dictionary. It will give you definitions of words. It has the entire Merriam-Webster's dictionary inside of it, 300,000 definitions. It also has a thesaurus. It has 500,000 synonyms and 11,000 antonyms. And synonyms are words that actually mean the same thing, it's just a different word. You might use this, for example, if you were writing a composition paper. You don't always want to use the same word when you're trying to express something. It definitely looks better if you can use different words that mean the same thing, and this can definitely help with that because it will give you synonyms for words. Antonyms, on the other hand, are words that mean the opposite of the word in question. For example, if the word was hot, an antonym might be cold. So the product will give you synonyms and antonyms for words. It will also give you what it calls confusables, and what those are words that sound the same but are spelled differently. For example, there, T-H-E-R-E, or there, T-H-E-I-R. And the product will tell you what the confusable words are, and also help you distinguish between them by giving you the meanings. It also has another feature called Classmates, and what this actually is, it will give you words that are in the same subject as a word that you type in. For example, if you type in blue, the color blue, it would give you perhaps words like cyan, violet, words that are related to that color. So it's an excellent way to find out what other words are in the same subject. It also is good for someone who might not be able to speak very well, because you can actually type in words or sentences on the Language Master, and it will actually speak them. So it can be a very nice tool for communication. So that's some of the basic features that it has. Before we actually turn it on and actually go through some of the features, why don't I tell you a little bit about how the product comes and what it looks like. again, as I said earlier, it's very portable. It's about the size, if I had to compare it, of a Blazy Engineering Braille and Speak, if you're familiar with that. It's about that size. It's, for those of you who haven't seen that, it looks a little bit bigger than what a scientific calculator might look like. It has a full QWERTY keyboard on the front, and it has all the letters. The only thing it doesn't have are the numbers, because it doesn't use numbers. It only uses words, so therefore all you need is the letters. So it only has the letters. It doesn't have numbers. However, above the row of letter keys, you have three rows of those, you do have a row of function keys that actually carry out different things. And in just a few minutes here, we'll go ahead and look at each one of those, and I'll tell you about exactly how each one works. The product comes with several accessories, and really, from what I can tell, I can't think of any other accessories that you could need for this product that don't come with it. It comes with four AA batteries, which is what the product runs on. It also comes with an AC adapter, which you can use to save your battery power. And it comes with headphones. And there are the jacks for those on the side of the unit. You can plug in a set of stereo headphones for private listening and an AC adapter to save your batteries. On the side of the unit also, there are two thumb wheel controls. The top one adjusts the contrast for the display screen for sighted users. Again, this product does have a fairly large display actually on the top that displays anything that's being typed in or anything that the product is carrying out its functions with. Also below that, you have a thumb wheel that adjusts the volume of the speech. And that's good, so you can actually adjust how loud or soft the voice is. If you want it to speak very loud, you could turn that up or you could turn it down. And that's also nice for headphones. A lot of times you don't want that blaring in your ear. It's good to have that a little bit quieter, so that is available to you as well to adjust the volume with. The batteries go in the bottom, and it's very easy to install the batteries. Again, it takes four AA batteries, and if you've ever installed batteries in something before, you'll have no trouble installing them in this. You simply look at the springs inside and line up the batteries accordingly, and it's very simple. It comes with a carrying case as well that you can actually carry the Language Master in. It's a zip carrying case. You basically put the unit in the case, and then you close the zipper, and it does a pretty good job of holding it. You can carry that in the case to protect it if you're perhaps going on a trip or something like that. In addition, speaking of trips, I didn't mention this earlier, but the product also plays 10 different word games. And if you're ever traveling a long trip, that can be an excellent way to pass the time. And we'll look at some of those games in detail in a few minutes when we actually put the product through some of its paces, but they're a lot of fun, and they're also a great way to learn how to spell words and how to build words. And we'll look at some of those, but the next time I go on a long trip, I'll definitely take this with me and use that to pass the time. They're a lot of fun. Well, why don't we go ahead and actually turn on the Language Master, and we'll put it through some of its paces. The product, as far as the text-to-speech goes, it uses the same speech as the Keynote synthesizers use. And if you look in the manual, which, by the way, the instruction manual does come in print and also on cassette. So if you can't read print, you won't have to scan this. You can simply use the cassette, and they actually demonstrate the features on the tape. The manual is also available in PDF format from Franklin's webpage, and I'll give that at the end of this review. It does say in the manual that it is using the Best Speech TTS, which is originally made by Berkeley Speech Technology, which again is the same speech used in the Keynote synthesizers. So the speech will sound very similar to that. The one difference is it does seem to be a bit more word-oriented than sentence-oriented, which means it tends to speak one word at a time rather than sentences. So you probably wouldn't want to actually have the speech speak that way if you were reading long documents on a computer. But for something like this, I would say it's a good thing that it speaks that way because, again, it is designed to help you with words and learning letters and those kind of things. Well, why don't we go ahead and turn on the product, and we'll try out a lot of these features here so you can see exactly how it works. And again, it's an excellent, excellent product for blind people. The power button is located on the top right of the keyboard. It's actually a push button. And I'm going to go ahead and press that now. And when the unit comes on, it should say that it is ready. We'll just say the word ready. Let's go ahead and fire it up.
Ready.
Okay. Now it's turned on, and it's ready to be used for whatever you want it to do. Well, the first thing I'd like to show you, and this is an excellent way to learn the keyboard on the Language Master. It has a standard QWERTY keyboard. However, since it is portable, the keys are somewhat smaller than a computer keyboard like you might be used to. So it will take a bit of adjusting to be able to type accurately on this unit. But one thing that can help with that very much, as well as describe all of the function keys, is the key identifier. And what that basically is, if you're with any of the note takers or anything like that, it basically speaks what the keys do without executing them. And that key is located on the bottom left of the keyboard, right above the shift key. So I'm going to go ahead and press that key now, and it also has a dot on it, so finding it is fairly simple, and the dot does help. I'm going to go ahead and press that key now.
Identify mode on.
And it says identify mode on. So now we can press any key on the keyboard, and it will tell us what those keys are without executing them. And for starters, I'll just go ahead and press some of the letters here going across.
C, X, identify mode off.
Well, okay, I just turned the identify mode off. Let's go ahead and turn that back on here.
Identify mode on.
Okay, and it'll speak any of the letters as you type them. You can turn that off if that's something you choose to do in the menus, which I'll show you here a little bit later.
S, B, F, E, R, T, Y, U.
Okay, so there's the letters. Now why don't we go ahead and go to the top row of function keys, and we'll go through each one, and I'll tell you exactly what each one does and what it's used for. So we'll go ahead and start on the left here, and these are above the rows of letters on the keyboard.
Say.
The say key is first, and this one is used if you type in a sentence that you want spoken. For example, again, if someone has trouble speaking, perhaps, you can actually type in sentences and press the say key, and the system will actually speak whatever you've typed in. And in a minute here, we'll try that so you can actually see how that works. Let's go ahead to the next key.
Message.
Message. What this allows you to type in messages into the Language Master, and you can retrieve them for later use. So in some ways, it is also an organizer. It will store messages. If you want to type in a phone number, perhaps. Well, actually, you can't do phone numbers because there is no number row on the keyboard. But if you wanted to type in, well, actually, you could, come to think of it. You could just type in the words for the numbers. So actually, yes, you could use it for that, come to think of it. You could just type in, for example, John's phone number is 123456 7, and granted, you would have to spell the words out because there is no numbers, but again, if it's something to jot down, it can be a big help, and you can retrieve those messages later. And the system does remember the messages even when you turn the power off. They do recommend in the manual that you plug in the AC adapter when you replace the batteries so that you don't lose that. But other than that, even when you turn the Language Master off, as long as the batteries are in the unit, it does retain those messages. Okay, let's go ahead to the next function key here.
List.
List. What this is, you can add certain words to a word list. For example, if maybe if someone's in school and they're studying for spelling tests or perhaps words that you want to practice on, you can add those to a list, and when you play the word games, which I'll show you later, you can have it only use words from those lists, so you get a lot of practice with those words. So that can be a big help. Let's go ahead and go to the next key here.
Add.
That key allows you to add messages or words to the Language Master.
Remove.
And there's the remove key that allows you to delete words or messages that you perhaps don't use anymore. That will free up some memory for other things. Let's go to the next key here.
Dictionary.
That's a very nice feature. When you type in a word and you press that key, it will look up the definition of the word for you. And again, it has the full Webster dictionary contained in this unit, so there's pretty much not an English word that it doesn't have that I've found, at least. Also, the Enter key, which is also on the main QWERTY keyboard, will also give you the definition. So if you're the type that doesn't want to take your hands off of the keyboard, you can use the Enter key to get the definition as well for a word. Okay, here's the next key.
Thesaurus.
This key will give you synonyms and antonyms for a word that you type in. And again, that can be very useful if you're writing a composition paper or you want to expand your vocabulary as far as words that mean the same thing or words that are the opposite of other words. Okay, let's go to the next key.
Classmates.
That's what I was mentioning earlier, the feature where the system will give you words that are in the same subject as the word you type in. For example, we use the color of blue, and it would give us something like violet or cyan, something related to that. So that's a nice feature. You can find out what words are related to the same subject. Okay, here's the next key.
Grammar.
This is a very nice feature, especially if someone's in school and they're studying English, or if you just want to brush up on the parts of English. I know it contains things in here that I hadn't studied in years back in my elementary school days, but it has 70 different topics of basic English, everything from nouns, verbs, adverbs, adjectives, clauses, conjunctions, and the system will read to you basically a tutorial of how that part of English works. And once we try some of the functions out here, we'll go ahead and try that out. Okay, here's the next key.
Confusables.
That's words that, again, sound the same but are spelled differently, like there and there, two and two, those kind of words, and the system will distinguish those and help you sort those out. Okay, now the next key on this row has a dot on it, and it is a very important key.
Back.
That's the equivalent of your backspace key. If you make a mistake on typing, which I'm sure all of us do, it allows you to correct a mistake. So that's also a nice key to know. At the end of this row, there is a key that presses up and down, very much like you would find on a remote control for a TV, such as going up and down channels or volumes. And here's what it does.
Faster. Slower.
Faster or slower. You can actually adjust the rate of speech on the Language Master. So if you like to have the speech speak slowly, you can do that, or if you're the type that likes it read very fast, that's also an option available to you. Well, those are the function keys. Above those, there are a couple other buttons that basically are shaped like a bar. They're horizontally shaped, and those do a couple other very important functions on the Language Master, and I'll go ahead and show you those. So you can kind of see what else is available on the product. Here's the first key.
Read.
That's a very important key. Whenever you look up a definition or the thesaurus or using the grammar guide, anything like that, and it's displayed on the screen, this key reads the important information. So it would read the definition, it would read your thesaurus entries, all those kind of things. So that's a very important key to know. And it's on the top left of the keyboard. It's on the very top row above the function keys on the top left of the keyboard. Okay, here's the next key.
Spell.
Spell. That will spell any word that's on the screen. If you're reading something and you need it clarified, the system will spell that for you. And it will also spell any word that you've already typed in. If you need to review what letters you've typed, it will spell that for you. Okay, here's the next key on this row.
Play.
Play. What this brings up the list of games that the Language Master has, and again, it has 10 of them. And that will bring up the menu and allow you to select the game you'd like to play. Okay, here's the next key.
Where.
Where. That's basically the equivalent of where am I. It will tell you what screen you're in, if you're in a game, if it's waiting for you to type a word. It's almost like a status line, for lack of a better term, in computer terms. It gives you a good idea of where you're at and what the product is expecting next. Okay, here's the next key.
Menu.
Menu. What this key does, there are a couple menus in the Language Master that you can customize the system to your individual needs. It has a speech menu. You can control whether keys are echoed or they're not echoed. You can control whether it clicks when you type each key. You can control the menu help, how much help is given to you in the menus. And there also is a regular menu, a setup menu, that allows you to customize some other features of the Language Master, including the shut-off time. The system will turn itself off. The default is 3 minutes if you don't press a key, so it saves your batteries, and you can customize what time that is. Large type, you can set if the type on the display screen is large or small. If somebody has limited vision, perhaps, and they can see the screen, but they need the print enlarged, the system will do that for you. And you can also control if it displays everything in all capital letters or lowercase, so that might help you, too, to distinguish some things. So that's kind of what's in the menus, and we'll look at those here in a little bit. Here's the next key.
Help.
Help. That's a nice key to know. This product has excellent context-sensitive help. Wherever you're at, you can press the help key, and the system will read you a help message based on wherever you're at, and that is excellent for learning the product and how it works, and I don't see how the help could get any better, and I'll show you that here in just a minute. Okay, here's the last key on this row as far as the function keys, and I saved this one for last because it's the only key on the keyboard that when you press it, it tells you what it is, but it also does activate a function. It's the clear key. If you're ever in a game or you want to restart from scratch and go back to your ready prompt, which is the equivalent of home base, you can think of that as a DOS prompt or the desktop, per se. This key also turns off the key identifier. And I saved that for last because I wanted to show you each key, and now we're ready to go ahead and turn that off. So I'll go ahead and press the clear key.
Clear. Identify mode off. Ready.
And it says ready again, and we're back to the ready prompt. Well, why don't we go ahead and put the product through some of its paces here, and the first thing I'd like to show you is a basic definition, getting a word and having the Language Master define it for us. Well, since we're doing a demonstration here on Main Menu, why don't we look up the word demonstration, and I'll go ahead and type that in here. You may not hear the letters echo here as I type this, because I do have to move it away from the microphone a little bit to type, but it does echo each character as you type it. So I'm going to go ahead and type in demonstration here. Type in, let's see, D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T. Why don't we do demonstrate, actually? That's a nice verb. So I'll just put an E in here. Demonstrate. So we have that now typed in. And if we wanted to review what we've typed in, we could do two different things here. We could use the read key, or the say key would actually speak it for us. Let's try that. If you hit the say key,
Demonstrate.
It says demonstrate. And I think if we use the spell key here, it may also spell that word for us. Let's see.
D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-E.
Yes. So we have a spelling of what we've actually typed in so far. Well, I want to get the definition here, so I'm going to press... You can press either the dictionary key or the enter key. And the enter key is on the right side of the keyboard, right where you would expect an enter key to be on a keyboard. So I'm going to go ahead and press the enter key now.
Demonstrate. Working. Definition.
And it says working while it looks it up, and then it says definition. So now we have the definition for demonstrate on the screen here. And now to actually speak it, you want to press the read key. And I'll go ahead and do that now, and it should read us the definition for this word. Let's see.
Demonstrate verb. Sense one. To show clearly. Sense two. To prove or make clear by reasoning or evidence. Sense three. To explain, especially with many examples. Sense four. To show publicly. Example. Demonstrate a new car. Sense five. To make a public display as of feelings or military force. Example. Demonstrate in protest. Derivatives. Demonstration known. Derivatives. Demonstrator known.
And you know, it kind of dinged at us at the end there. That indicates that that's the end of the text. So it read out the full definition there of the word, just as if you had looked that up in an actual dictionary. And that is excellent for someone in school that's maybe studying vocabulary words, or if you need the meaning of a word, that is excellent. And as portable as this product is, it's a wonderful thing to have. Well, so it read us the definition. Now, what if we wanted to read that a word at a time? Well, the product does have cursor keys, up, down, right, and left, that you can use to actually go back and read this a word at a time. So I'm going to go ahead and use the up arrow key here and move to the top of the text of this definition. Hit it a few times here.
Start of definition.
Okay, now I'm just going to use the right arrow key here. I want to show you another feature that's nice, in case maybe you're still having trouble understanding the definition. I'm just going to use the right arrow key here to move through this one word at a time.
Verb. Sense one. To show clearly. Sense two. To prove or make clear by reasoning or evidence.
Okay, now, what if we didn't know what the word evidence meant, perhaps? What if, you know, that word just wasn't clear and we didn't know exactly what that meant? Well, in a definition, any of the words that the system uses to display or speak the definition to you can also be looked up. So my cursor is sitting on the word evidence now. So if I press the enter key here,
evidence, working, definition.
We now have the definition for evidence up. So any word that's used in the definition can also be looked up simply by moving your cursor to the definition, or to the word, and then pressing the enter key. Just for fun here, let's go ahead and read this definition for evidence. I'm going to hit the read key now.
Evidence known. Sense one. An outward sign. Sense two. Proof. Testimony. Especially. Matter submitted in court to determine the truth of alleged facts. Evidence verb to reveal or show clearly. B. Evidence of.
Okay, so there's the definition of evidence. So that's a basic demonstration of how the dictionary works. I'm going to go ahead and hit the clear key so we get back to our ready prompt.
Ready.
Now I want to show you another nice feature that's related to the dictionary. What if we want to look up a word, but we don't know exactly how to spell it? Well, the system can help with that, actually, because not only does it know the definition of words, but it also knows how to spell every word that it defines. So, what if we wanted to look up the word Braille? I'm sure most blind people are familiar with that. It's spelled B-R-A-I-L-L-E. Well, but what if we didn't know how to spell that? What if we didn't know it had two L's? What if we just thought it had one? Well, I'm going to go ahead and type in here. I'm going to deliberately misspell that so I can show you another feature that this that this product has. So I'm going to type in here, B-R-A-I-L-E. So I have that typed on my screen now, the misspelling of Braille. I have B-R-A-I-L-E up there. And now I'm going to press the Enter key and watch what it does this time.
Correcting.
It says correcting. Now what it's actually going to do is look for the right spelling of this word.
Correction list. 9 entries. 8 barrel.
So now it has 9 entries that it thinks you might have meant. And you can use your cursor keys here to go down through the list and look at them. Let's see if we can find the actual word Braille in this list.
B, Brawl.
There's Brawl.
C, Boreal. D, Broil. E, Barrel. F, Barrel. G, Braised. H, Barley. I, Braille.
There it is. Now, that sounds like it might be right, but how do we know for sure that's the word we really want? Well, we can use the spell key to actually spell that a letter at a time. Let's try it.
B, R, A, I, L, L, E.
That's it. That's the word we want. So let's press Enter here, and let's see if it pulls up the definition for us.
Braille, working. Definition.
And there we are. Let's hit the Read key, and let's get the definition here.
Braille, known often, capitalized, a system of writing for the blind that uses characters made up of raised dots.
And there we are. So you can actually find words here that you don't know how to spell. If you don't spell it quite right, the system will look for the correct word and suggest alternatives to you. That's also an excellent way if you're typing in a document, perhaps on the computer, and you don't want to spell check it right at this point. Just use your language master, type it in, and the system will suggest a spelling for you, and you can use that and not have to go into your spell checker and then back out again. So that way you don't have to exit your document. So that's a nice thing. Another thing that this product is very useful for is if you're a Scrabble fan and you like to play the Scrabble game, if you want to know if something is actually a word, this product is definitely something to have because it has the full dictionary in it, so therefore spelling is something it would be very, very good at. Well, I'm going to hit the clear key here, and let's go back to our ready prompt.
Ready.
Okay, why don't we try the thesaurus? And we'll give that a try, and I'll show you some of the features with that. Let's type in the word... We need a nice verb here. That usually tends to be a good thing to get a bunch of words for. Why don't we type in the word hot, H-O-T, and we'll see what kind of things the thesaurus can pull up for that. So I'm going to type in H-O-T here.
H-O-T.
Oops, I made a mistake here. Let's hit the backspace.
Back. Erasing B.
And it does tell you there, if you're erasing a letter, it does tell you what you're erasing, so that's a nice feature. Okay, we have hot typed in there. I'm going to go ahead and press the thesaurus key, and let's see what it's able to pull up for us.
Hot working. Thesaurus entry 1 of 4.
Okay, let's hit the read key, and let's go through these.
Hot adjective marked by a notable amount of heat. Synonyms: ardent, baking, blistering, boiling, broiling, burning, fiery, heated, scalding, scorching, sultry, sweltering, torrid, red hot, white hot. Antonyms: cold.
Okay, so it gives us a basic definition of the word, and then it also tells us there was a bunch of synonyms there, and it gave us an antonym of cold, which of course is the opposite of that. So that's a wonderful feature that you can use if you want to find synonyms for a word, if you don't want to always use the same word in your writing. This product can be a huge help with that. So that's kind of how the thesaurus works. Let's go ahead and hit the clear key here, and we'll go back to the ready prompt.
Ready.
Okay. Now I'd like to show you how the product can help if someone has a speech impediment, perhaps, if they have trouble communicating. You could actually type in words or phrases, and the product will speak them, and that can be very useful for communication. So I'm going to type in here, this is a test of the language master. I'm going to type that in here on the keyboard.
T-H-I-S, space.
I don't know if you can hear this as I type or not, because the microphone isn't quite as close, so I can have my keys my fingers positioned properly on the keyboard here.
A space T E S Y.
Oops, made a typo there. I put a Y in there instead of a T. Let me erase that.
Back. Erasing Y. Keep. Space. Space. O. F. Space. E. A. E. Space. L. A. N. G. U. A. G. E. Space. F. A. S. T. E. R. Period.
Okay. Now, I've got it typed in. This is a test of the Language Master. I don't think I made any other typos there that I didn't correct. But if I had, the system would try to suggest any words that were misspelled and then ask you, do you want to correct this word or just keep it how it's spelled? Well, I have this phrase typed in, so I'm going to press the Say key here, and it should speak it for us. Let's see.
This is a test of the Language Master.
And there it spoke it out to us. So that can be very nice if, again, someone is trying to communicate with somebody and they don't have good speech. This can be a big help in a situation like that. Okay, I'm going to hit the clear key here. Let's go back to the ready prompt.
Ready.
Okay. Now I'd like to show you the classmates feature. And this is a feature that will give you a list of words that pertain to the same subject as a word you type in. Let's see. Why don't we try the word dog? Since a lot of blind people have guide dogs, why don't we type in the word dog here? We'll type in D-O-G. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and press the classmates key, and we'll see if the system has any words that would relate to that are on the same on the subject of dogs. Let's see what we get.
Dog. Working. Classmate. Group. 1 of 3. 4 classmates.
Okay. We have 4 classmates. Let's hit the read key here and let's see what we get.
Bait. Course. Dog. Mush.
Okay. Bait. Course. Dog. And mush. That's an interesting set of subjects. Let's see if we can find one that maybe has a couple more than that. Why don't we try a color? Let's see. Let's try red. Let's try that one. We'll put in R-E-D. There we go. Let's see if we have anything for that. I'm going to go ahead and hit the classmates key again.
Red. Working. Classmate. Group. 1 of 2. 5 classmates.
Okay, we have five classmates here. Let's hit the read key and see what we get.
Socialist.
Well, let's see.
Bolshevik. Start of list. Social. End of list. Rest. Forward. 4 more.
Oh, okay. Let's hit the forward key here, and there's a forward and back key on the bottom. Let's see if there's anything else related to this.
Classmate. Group. 2 of 2. 5 classmates. Carmen, cerise, red, scarlet, vermilion.
Okay, so scarlet, vermilion, those are all words related to red. So that's a nice feature that you can use to get words that pertain to the same subject. Well, there's one more thing I want to show you here before we get into the fun game part of it, which I'm sure a lot of people have been looking forward to. Let me hit the clear key here and get back to the ready prompt.
Ready.
Okay. The grammar tutorial is a very nice thing. This, again, is good for someone who's perhaps studying English, or perhaps that's your major in composition, perhaps. It might be a really nice thing. I'm going to press the grammar key here, and it should give us a menu, then, of options that we can select from that the system will give us information about. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and press that key now.
Select a grammar topic. Parts of speech.
Now, we can hit the down arrow key here and move through this menu, so I'll go ahead and do that now.
Facts about nouns. Kinds of nouns.
Kinds of nouns. Why don't we try that? So we'll just press the enter key here.
Working. Grammar guide.
Okay, now, the grammar guide is up. I'm going to go ahead and press the read key here, and we'll see what it has to say.
Kinds of knowns, a concrete known names, something which can be seen, felt, heard, or tasted. For example, the dishes were stacked on the counter near the sink. For example, after the snow fell, we took our sleds to the big hill. An abstract known means a quality or idea that can be perceived by the mind rather than the senses. For example, sorrow descended upon the family. For example, many have knowledge without possessing wisdom. A collective known names a group or collection. For example, our winning team was honored at City Hall. For example, a somber jury filed into the courtroom. Ready.
Okay, and I stopped it there. There was more text here, but the one thing I wanted you to notice, I don't know if you'll notice it on the recording, but you may have noticed that, like on the one example that I can remember off the top of my head that it gave, the snow fell and we took our sled, and it spoke sled and snow with more emphasis, with more volume. The reason why I did that is because those words were the nouns that it was trying to give you an example of, and they were highlighted on the screen. So it speaks them in a more emphasized voice so you can distinguish them. So that's a really clever feature that they added for that. Before we play the games, I do want to show you one other feature here, the Confusables feature. And what this is, for the words that sound the same but are spelled different, this can be a huge help in distinguishing those. So let's go ahead and type in the word there here. I'm going to type in T-H... E-I-R. We'll try that one. So I'm going to type that in now.
T-H-E-I-R.
Okay, I have that typed in. And now I'm going to go ahead and press the Confusables key, and we'll see what it has to say. So I'm going to press that key now.
There, working. Three Confusables.
Okay, there are three Confusables. Let's go ahead and hit the read key and see what it has to say.
There, T-H-E-I-R, possessive. There, T-H-E-R-E, yonder. There, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe, R-E-R.
Okay, so it gave us each word. I noticed it spelled it for us, too, so we would know exactly which one it was referring to, and then told us what was what. T-H-E-I-R is the possessive form, T-H-E-R-E is yonder, and T-H-E-Y, apostrophe, R-E is they are. So that's a wonderful way to study those kind of words and to maybe prevent you from confusing them. Okay, let's hit the clear key here.
Ready.
The other thing I do want to show you is the context-sensitive help. And the way I'm going to show you that is in the games menu. I'm sure everybody's been looking forward to that. It's always fun to play games. And what this will do is describe to us each game that the system can play. And there's three games in particular that I'm going to show you out of the 10, and these are Hangman, Anagrams, and Word Train. So I'm going to press the play key, and it will give us a list of games in a menu. Let's go ahead and press that.
Select a game, 10 games, meet Anagrams.
Let's move up to Hangman first. I'll go ahead and press the up arrow key.
Seek Hangman.
Now, what if we didn't know how to play that game? What if we didn't know what the object was? Well, let's press the help key here.
Getting help. Hangman selects a mystery word and lets you try to guess it letter by letter. When you correctly guess a letter, it gets filled in everywhere it appears in the mystery word. If you need a hint, press enter, and a letter will get filled in. To give up, press question mark. When you finally get the mystery word, you can look it up in the dictionary by pressing the enter key. Once you're at the dictionary entry for the mystery word, you can get back to the game by pressing back. Press back now to exit help.
Well, that's excellent context-sensitive help. I don't see how it could get much better than that. So I'm going to hit the back key here, and we'll back out of the help.
Back.
Okay, now we're on the Hangman menu selection. I'm going to press the Enter key here. And there are a couple choices that the system gives you as to what kind of words you want. And I'll go ahead and show you that here. Let's hit the Enter key.
Words menu. All words.
We can choose here what kind of words, or we can set we can say all words, or we can set certain limits of types of words that it will use in the Hangman game. I'll hit the down arrow key here so you can see some of these.
Elementary. Intermediate. Advanced. Expert. SAT.
Now the SAT option is interesting because for people that study for that exam, the SAT, the system does know words that would be used on the SAT exam. So it does have those specific words, and you can use those to play with for that. Let's go back up to all words for now.
Elementary. All words.
Okay. Now, if we hit the right arrow key, there's a couple other menu choices we can select here.
Size menu. Random.
We can control how big of word the system comes up with. It's set to random now, but there's a couple of other choices here, which I'll show you. Let's hit the down arrow key.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, end of list.
So those are the choices you control how many letters the words have. Let's go back up to random.
4, 3, start of list. 3, 3, random.
There's random, okay. Let's hit the right arrow key here and see if there's any other menus.
Tries menu, 10.
Well, we get that controls how many tries you get of wrong letters before you actually lose the game. Well, let's try a round of this, and who knows what kind of word it'll come up with. I don't know if I'll be able to get the word. Let's hit the Enter key here, and we'll see what happens.
Getting a word. Hidden word has 8 letters. Space, 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 space. 10 guesses left. No missed letters yet.
Well, it's always good to start maybe with a vowel, so I'm going to go ahead and press an E here.
E. Good letter. Space, 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 E, space, space, space.
Well, that didn't help too much. There's only one E. Let's try a vowel. Another vowel. Let's try I.
I. Good letter. Space, 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 E, space, I, space.
Okay. Not too many vowels in this word. Let's try some continents. Let's try L.
L. Sorry, not in the word. 9 guesses left.
Okay, how about an S?
S. Good letter. S. Space, 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 E. Space, I. Space.
Well, still not really enough letters yet to really get a good hint on it. Why don't we try a T?
T. Sorry, not in the word. 8 guesses left.
Okay. Well, what letter shall I try now? Why don't we try M?
M. Sorry, not in the word. 7 guesses left.
Okay. And if you want to review what you've got so far, you can just press the read key.
Hidden word has 8 letters. S space 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 E space I space. 7 guesses left. Missed letters are L, E, M.
And it tells you what words you've already tried that are missed. Why don't we try a G?
G. Sorry, not in the word. 6 guesses left.
Well, this is a challenging one. Why don't we try the letter H?
H. Sorry, not in the word. 5 guesses left.
Well, maybe another vowel. How about A?
A. Sorry, not in the word. 4 guesses left.
Well, how about the letter N?
N. Good letter. S space 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 E N I space.
Well, S something E N I something. Well, how about a C?
C. Sorry, not in the word. 3 guesses left.
Well, I'm running out of chances here, aren't I? Why don't we try a D?
D. Sorry, not in the word. 2 guesses left.
Well, how about an F?
F. Sorry, not in the word. run, guess, lift.
Well, we just might lose this game. I'll try one more letter here. We'll try a K.
Kate, sorry, not in the word. Sorry, you lost. 1-0, lost 1. The hidden word is souvenir. Press space to continue. Press enter for definition.
Okay, well, souvenir was the word it had come up with. And if we wanted to get the definition here, we could hit the enter key, and it would look that up for us. Let's go ahead back to the games menu, because there's two other games here that I do want to show you. So, I'm going to go ahead and press the play key again.
Select a game, 10 games. See, Hangman.
Well, let's go down to anagrams, which is the one below that.
See, anagrams.
Now, how do we play that game? Well, let's pull up the help.
Getting help. Anagrams are words you can make using the letters from another word, the root word. For instance, from the word fact, you can make fat, act, aft, and hat. If a letter occurs twice in the root word, then you may use it twice in the anagram. Enter the anagrams as you think of them. Press read to review the ones you have already guessed. For a hint, use hyphen to jumble the letters of the root word. Press question mark to give up and display the anagrams you could not find. Press back now to exit help.
Okay, there we go. There's the help on that game, and again, it's very good help, and it does a very good job of explaining it. Let's go ahead and hit the back key, and we'll try this one.
Back.
Okay, let's hit the enter key to select this game.
Words menu. All words.
Okay, there's all words, which again controls what kind of words it comes up with, if you only want elementary words, or all words, or advanced words. I don't know if there's any other menus in this for this game or not. Let's hit the right arrow key and find out.
Size menu. Random.
Okay, again, that's how big of a word you wanted to come up with. We'll leave that set at random.
Words menu. All words.
Okay, so those are the only two choices for this game. There's no tries menu because you're not limited on tries on this one. You can take as many turns as you want to on this one. All right, let's hit the enter key, and we'll see what kind of word it comes up with.
Getting a word. Word size is 11. Set minimum size at 3.
Okay, this is wanting to know what's the minimum letters that you have to use to make a word here. So, for example, if the minimum size is 3, any word you make from the root word would have to be at least 3 letters long. That's fine. You could set it for something harder if you want to go like 5 or 6 letters. That way the words like ran, for example, if you can make that, R-A-N would not be valid for the game. Let's leave that set at 3, and we'll go ahead and hit the enter key.
Making list. Too many words. Getting a word. Word size is 7. Set minimum size at 3.
Okay. It came up with a word, actually, and there were too many, I guess, too many words you could make from that word, so it went ahead and chose another word, and this one only has 7 letters. Well, let's hit the enter key and see what the word is.
Making list. The root word is hotfoot. H-O-T-F-O-O-T. 9 anagrams. You have found 0.
Okay, so the word is hotfoot, and there are 9 other words we can make from this. Well, obviously there's 2 right off the bat that we could make. Let's go ahead and type in first hot, H-O-T. I'll go ahead and type that in now.
H-O-T.
And we'll hit the enter key here.
Correct. 9 anagrams. You have found 1.
Okay. Let's type in foot. And we'll hit the enter key here.
Correct. 9 anagrams. You have found 2.
Okay, let's see what else we could make from this. Well, let's think about it. H-O-T-F. Hoot, I think, is one. Like an owl. I wonder if that would be in there. Let's try it. H-O-O-T. Let's see if it'll consider that as a word.
Correct.
Yes.
9 anagrams. You have found 3.
Okay, let's see if I can think of any other ones here. Let's see, H-O-T-F-O-O-T. Now, there's two T's in this, so we could use that twice. Let's see, H-O-T-F-O-O-T. Well, I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head. So we'll go ahead and use the question mark key, which basically ends the game, and it will tell us what the other words were that we could have made. Let's go ahead and hit the question mark.
Question mark. Game is over. Anagrams. You did not find one hoof. Two oft. Three toot. Four toot. Five toot. Six cut.
Okay, and if we wanted to, we could spell each one of these. Like, for example, let's move down the list with the cursor keys here.
Five, tooth.
Tooth. What if we wanted to spell that? Well, let's hit the spell key.
T-O-O-T-H.
And it spells that, so we can also get spellings of the words. So that's a fun game. It's very mentally challenging. That one you got to really think about it and really keep track of your letters in order to be able to really play that one. But it's a lot of fun. Okay, let's hit the clear key here, and we'll go back to the ready prompt.
Ready.
And there is one more game I want to show you, and this one you actually play against the computer, and it's a fun one, and it's called Word Train. So let's hit the play key again to get back to the games menu.
Select a game, 10 games. B, anagrams. E, jumbo. F, word builder. G, word train.
And there it is. Well, let's get the help on it. Let's hit the help key.
Getting help. In word train. You and the computer take turns trying to make a word one letter at a time. Whoever first adds a letter that completes a word wins. If you add a letter that makes a stem that can't be further built upon to make a word in this dictionary, you lose. Winning words have to be at least four letters long. If you need a hint about how to continue building a word, press hyphen to get a list of which letters would be valid. Continuations. If you want to give up and get an example of a word which could be made out of the letters already in the train, press question mark. Press back now to exit help.
Okay, so there we go. There's the help on that game. This one's a lot of fun. Let's hit the backspace key, and we'll try a couple of rounds.
Back.
And we'll hit the enter key.
All aboard. It is your turn to pick a letter.
Okay, so I get to go first. And in each round, you go first, and then on the next round, the computer will go first. And the goal here is to come up with a word before he does, basically. Well, let's see. I will start out by picking the letter... Why don't we try H? We'll try that one.
H. I pick the letter I.
Okay. He picked I, so let's see. Now you kind of got to start thinking about what word you actually want to try to make. Let's see. Well, you don't really want to do a four-letter word here, because then he could win. Well, since this is just for demonstration, let's try the word hike. So I'll hit a letter K.
Kate, I pick the letter E. I beat you to it. The answer is hike. Press space for new game. Enter to look up word. 1-0 lost one.
Okay, and we'll try another round here, and this time the computer will actually go first. There's the word train taking off.
I pick the letter E.
Okay, he picks T first. Let's see. I'll go ahead and pick the letter... You gotta be careful on the keyboard too here, because there's no room for a typo. You don't press the enter key on this. It just takes the letter. I'm gonna go ahead and pick the letter Y.
Y. I pick the letter R.
Okay, T-Y-R, what do I know that starts with that? How about tyrant? That's a nice word. Well, it's not a nice word, I guess, it's a word I think that'll work. Let's see, I'm going to hit A.
A. I pick the letter N.
I got him, because T-Y-R-A-N, and if I pick a T here, I'll make the word, and I should beat him in this round. Let's see.
T. You win. 1-1 lost one. The answer is tyrant. Press space for new game. Enter to look up word.
Actually, I'm kind of curious how it would define that word. So why don't we just look it up? Any word that you make in any of these games, if you press the Enter key before you start the next round, it will actually look it up, and it'll be interesting to see how it defines this one. Let's hit the Enter key, and we'll find out.
Working. Definition.
And there's the definition. So let's hit the Read key.
Tyrant, known, sense one, an absolute ruler, despot, sense two, a ruler who governs oppressively or brutally, sense three, one who uses authority or power harshly.
Okay, so there's the definition on that word. So that's a nice feature. Any words that you make up, you can actually look up and get the definition, and that's good for making some words, which can happen, that you may have never heard before. So that's a nice way to learn meanings of words. Well, that's the capabilities of this product. I must say, for my kind of final comments, I am very impressed with it. It is, as far as a blindness product, I don't see how you can get any better for what this product does. I would rate it, without a doubt, a 10 out of 10. It is excellent for looking up words, for getting the meaning of words, for using it as a thesaurus. Every single function on the product speaks completely, and it is an absolute wonderful product. As far as how you can actually get it, in the U.S. there are several places that sell it. I got mine from MaxiAids, which is a company that sells blindness-related items. You can also order directly from Franklin Electronic Publishers, and I'll go ahead and give you that website address. It's www.franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, just like the name, .com. So it's www.franklin.com. And if you want to find the product quickly, just go to their search link, and in the box, type in Language Master. And do a search for that. The actual model on it is the Language Master 6000 SE, and the SE stands for Speech Edition. It sells for between $420 and $450, and you can order it directly from Franklin's webpage. At least in the U.S. you can, and I think that they do ship out of the U.S. also, so you can order it directly from the website if you'd like. And as far as would I recommend it to anyone, actually yes, because it's especially helpful for children in school, but it can also be helpful for adults. I know I use it. The games are a lot of fun, and I also use it to look up words, to learn how to spell words. So it's a wonderful product, and I think pretty much any blind person could benefit from it. If you have any comments, questions about the product that perhaps I didn't cover, certainly feel free to email me. I'd love to hear your comments on what you thought of the review, if there's other things you'd like to see me review, and what you thought of it. And if you have any questions about the Language Master that perhaps I didn't answer, I think I covered most, if not all the functionality, but there's certainly something I could have missed, drop me an email. My email address is N0OI, it's my ham call, but N0OXY, at SWBell, that's SWBELL, period, net. Again, it's N0OXY at SWBell.net. So, thank you for listening, and have a nice week.